Wednesday, December 4th. First reading from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 10. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy rich food and pure choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us." For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain. Haydock Commentary. The mountain is Mount Zion, a figure of the church and of heaven. The Jews shall feast, yea, some of all nations shall partake of the blessed Eucharist and obtain heaven. The expressions are too grand for a corruptible feast. He will destroy the veil that veils all peoples and the web that is woven over all nations. That is, he will open their eyes to the truth of the gospel. They shall be no longer as criminals, expecting death or mourning. Christ, by dying, conquered death and rescued us from its power, if we do not voluntarily subject ourselves to it again. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 15, verses 29 through 37. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. Haydock Commentary. The crowd had continued with him 3 days, eager to hear his divine instructions and to witness the greatness of his miracles. The disciples, as if not remembering what Jesus had done on a similar emergency, in Matthew 14:16, expressed their solicitude and uneasiness for the hungered multitude. Jesus gave thanks to his heavenly Father for that providential care with which he supplies our wants, even miraculously, when necessary for us. Everywhere his goodness and attention to the wants of his children are manifested, but not more so in the manna of the desert than in the fertility of the Holy Land. The 7 baskets full remained to intimate that God remunerates with a liberal hand all alms given for his sake. Various are the circumstances attending the present multiplication of the loaves with that in the preceding chapter. In the former, there were 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Here there are 7 loaves and a few little fishes. In the former, 5,000 men were filled. Here, 4,000. In the former, 12 baskets full of fragments remained. Here, 7. All which sufficiently prove that these were 2 distinct miracles, to both of which Jesus Christ refers in chapter 16, verses 9 and 10.